AI. So back in 2024, a company bragged that their AI assistant was doing the work of 700 human employees, 700, and then less than 2 years later, they quietly started hiring humans back. Let that sink in. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. This is the Klarna story. And if you haven't heard it, buckle up because it's basically a parable for the entire AI customer service industry. AI, Klarna, that's the buy now, pay later company, the one that lets you split your online shopping into four payments, rolled out an AI assistant built on OpenAI's tech, and the numbers they put out were honestly kind of stunning. The AI was handling two-thirds of all their customer service chats, average resolution time dropped from 11 minutes down to under two. The company said this thing was doing the equivalent work of 700 full-time agents. CEO Sebastian Siemiatkowski went on this whole media tour, cost savings, efficiency, the whole pitch. AI. And for a while, it looked like customer support, this massive, expensive, human-staffed cost center that every company hates, had basically been solved by a chatbot. Here's where it gets interesting, though, because a few months later, cracks started showing. Customers complaining the bot was giving them the runaround, people stuck in loops, unable to get to an actual human, unable to get their actual problem fixed. And here's the thing, the company was measuring success by how many conversations the AI touched, not by whether the customer's problem actually went away. And honestly, I think that's the whole story in one sentence. They were measuring the wrong thing. Takeaway before we move on, 700 agents worth of work sounds incredible until you ask compared to what and resolved how well. But here's the thing, while everyone was watching the 700 agents headline, something quieter was happening. Klarna started hiring humans back. Not a lot publicly, they framed it small, but Siemiatkowski himself basically admitted it out loud that going too far too fast on AI-only support led to lower quality AI. His actual quote paraphrase was something like cost cutting can be a false economy. Quality matters more than the cheapest possible resolution. And if you're thinking, wait, didn't they say the opposite 18 months ago? Yeah, they did. So what actually happened here? This is where it gets nerdy, but stay with me because it matters. There's a metric in customer service called deflection rate, basically how many conversations get resolved by AI without ever touching a human. Sounds great, right? Except a lot of companies were counting a conversation as deflected even if the customer got frustrated, gave up, and called back angry 2 days later. That's not resolution, that's just delayed failure. The smarter way to measure this, and I've seen this called true deflection, is to subtract out anyone who comes back within 48 hours still needing help. Suddenly, your amazing 90% deflection rate looks a lot more like 50%, maybe less. And I think that's Klarna's real lesson. AI, not AI in customer service, doesn't work. It clearly can work. The technology's fine. The mistake was treating it like a total replacement instead of what it actually is. A narrow tool that's incredible at maybe 20 or 30 specific, boring, repetitive problems, password resets, where's my order, basic billing questions, and genuinely bad at anything emotional, high stakes, or weird. You know, the stuff that actually makes people angry enough to call a company in the first place. So my hot take, the winners in this space aren't the companies bragging about deflection percentages, AI. They're the ones quietly tracking whether customers are actually satisfied afterward and building an easy, dignified off-ramp to a real human the second things get complicated, boring, unsexy, correct? Quick hits before we go. There is now a metric floating around the industry called context fidelity, basically how much information gets lost when an AI hands you off to a human agent, and you have to repeat your whole problem from scratch. Anyone who's ever screamed, "I already explained this," at a customer service line knows exactly why that number matters. AI. Meanwhile, the smarter support teams are apparently starting AI not as a customer-facing thing at all, but as a co-pilot for their human agents. Basically, autocomplete for support reps who then edit and send training wheels before the AI is allowed to drive alone. And somebody on Reddit summed up the whole Klarna saga better than any analyst report I've read. They said, quote, "We replaced humans with a robot. The robot made customers mad, so we're hiring humans to fix what the robot broke." Which, yeah, that's it, that's the tweet. AI. So here's the big picture. the thing connecting all of this, every few months, some company announces they've replaced a huge chunk of human work with AI, and it makes headlines. And then quietly, months later, there's a walk back. A, we're rehiring. A, we learned quality matters. And it happens so often now that I think we should just expect it as the pattern. Announce big, walk back quiet. The lesson isn't that AI can't handle customer support, AI. It's that AI is really good at a narrow slice of problems and genuinely bad at knowing when it's out of its depth. And building that self-awareness into the system is way harder and way less exciting to announce than a headline number like 700 agents. So next time a company tells you AI replaced their entire support team, maybe you just check back in 18 months. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.